Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay Green 1 cubic foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Hey, welcome to the show. Feeling good with Duddy. That's me. Let's go. Cool. Oh, yeah. We are back in the bunker for episode 82 of Feeling Good with Duddy, the show that points at the world, has a big laugh, and then points at the mirror and laughs at itself. That's right, fairest of the fair, bravest of them all, that's us. I'm Jake B., a barber here in Southern California. Let me introduce you to my brother, guitar player, singer of the Dirty Heads, and host of this very show. Here he is, Duddy B.
What's up? Yep, we are back. That's right. What was it, 82?
82.
Holy moly.
Cranking right along.
Chugging right along. And yes, we are back in the bunker, not Zooming. Always so much better to be here in person doing the show. And before we even go on much farther, I just want to say thank you guys so much for not only listening, but thank you for the ratings. We've been seeing a lot more ratings coming in, a lot more reviews, and it really, really does help the show get noticed and keep on going. So thank you guys so much for the ratings. And if you are listening and you're enjoying what you hear and you haven't given us a review or a rating yet, please do. It really, really does help. We don't know why or how, but they tell us it is a big deal. So yeah, head over to the Apple, you know, the iPod.
Apple Podcast app. Yeah. It's that purple app on your iPhone or Spotify or wherever you listen to us. Yeah. Give us the 5 stars.
Give us the 5 stars. There's been some confusion because Jake, I thought it would be funny in the past to tell people to give us 3-star ratings.
I think we're a 3-star show.
So then people had left a couple 3 stars and they even left in a comment saying, hey, I wanted to give you 5, but I gave you a 3 because you told me to. And then we find out, oh no. 5s are much better.
Yeah, we found out that actually does put you back down the algorithm slide where no one sees your show ever again. Yeah, it's someone that literally called themselves against my will on the Apple Podcast app. And they put, I only gave you 3 stars because they asked, you know, and I'm like, oh shit, I did ask them for 3. Oh, so I'm now asking for 5.
So I could see his name. So GC Perez, if you're still listening to the show, go back and change that to a 5.
Yeah, and add 2 more stars on that one.
Yeah. Okay. So thank you guys so much, though. We do appreciate it. We do notice it. And once again, if you haven't yet, please do go over there and give us a rating and a review.
And I'm going to go one step further on this one. Help us grow the show anywhere. If you see it, if we put something out on Instagram or YouTube, wherever, Facebook, share it, tell a friend, make them sign up, force them to do a 5-star at gunpoint. Or if you have a knife, we're just saying help us grow the show. And that's it, because we want to do this a lot more in 2021. And we have some really cool ideas kind of about 2021. A lot of people say, Dirty Heads need to get back to their reggae roots. Well, a lot of people think we need to get back to our musical roots on this podcast. And in both cases, everyone's right.
Yep.
But on this show, we're going to, ever since Duddy told me that people say that about them online, I was like, oh, I'm going to say that every single episode from now on. So we're going to return a little bit to our musical roots, kind of tell them what we're thinking and planning on, Dud.
So yeah, we when this show first started, obviously there wasn't the coronavirus. So bands were touring all around and people were just out and about doing their thing. And we had a lot of guests coming in, and we had a lot of bands and friends and bands coming in, and a lot of bands that would just be on tour and happen to be in the neighborhood of where we record the show. So they'd come in, and it was great. We had a lot of great bands and just a lot of great guests coming in. Well, once the quarantine started, it was a lot harder to get guests, and we kind of started getting away from that. But in 2021, what I'm trying to say is we're going to start getting lots of guests again, and we're going to try and get a lot of musical guests. And what we've done is we've set up somewhat of a sound stage, you know, right next to our set here. And we're going to be hitting up a bunch of bands, having them come in, do the show. And then afterwards, they're going to perform, a couple songs. for the show, and it's going to be really cool. We're super stoked on it and looking forward to it. We've already got a few in line for January, mm-hmm. not 100% booked yet, but we do have a few already been talking to. Yeah, so we're super stoked about it. And yeah, I think you guys are going to really, really dig it.
That's what it is, man. We're hoping that we come around the curve on this damn thing. And, you know, so we'll probably start out with more local artists, obviously, because people, like Duddy said, aren't on tour. But, you know, we're going to see what we can do, even through Zoom. If artists, you know, want to talk to us from another country and send us a video, we'll find a way to do it. But yeah, we're definitely going to go back to our musical roots and make an active effort to do that. So 2021, y'all.
Let's do it.
Let's have some fun, baby.
So we are going to have lots of rad guests, lots of mm-hmm. great music.
That's right.
But that doesn't mean all music is great, Jake.
All the guests we have in are going to be great. And honestly, this next guest, this artist that we're going to make fun of, if they want to come on, we would never say no. Yeah. It would be the biggest.
And they have lots of great tracks.
And they have lots of great tracks. But we do have an entry to This Song Sucks. So play the drop.
Suckity-doo.
And we're back and we have a song and it sucks. And I don't even know all the, I don't even know. So this song, I heard half of this song the other day in my car. As you guys all know, my car is set to K-Rock, the local alternative station here in Southern California. And whenever I get in my car, I love to just listen to what's going on K-Rock for 4 or 5 minutes. And then I put on something I want to listen to. I got in my car and this song was playing and I caught the tail end of it, but I got the gist and it was horrifying. And then I listened to the whole thing and I hated it. And I told Luke and Duddy via text, I'm all, I just listened to this song. It was bad. They all got back to me and said, yep, this one's bad. We got to talk about it. It's called My Ex's Best Friend by Machine Gun Kelly and featuring Black Bear. Okay, first of all, so anyone who's listening that hasn't heard the song, it's like Machine Gun Kelly. He was a rapper. He's the guy that got in a beef with Eminem and they went back and forth. And I think Eminem won. And now he's an alternative singer. And all of his songs are like 17-year-old, like you texted me and my girl and I saw you and trying to hook up, even though he's 30. So I heard this one and immediately I'm like, oh, this is the guy. I can tell it's him. And the lyrics are whack and this is sad. And I texted it to you and you immediately wrote back to me and you said, how old are these guys? What are they singing about? So it's funny that you and I heard this song and had the same reaction of these are childish lyrics. Like what's super your issue childish with the song?
What well, that's what was my first thought because you texted me the name of the song and who it was by. And I Googled it really quick. And the first thing that had popped up was like the YouTube video. So I watched the video and I was just like, it's just throwing me off because the music it should be sung by like 16-year-old, like kid, like this should be like a teeny bopper.
If this was 16. A teenage band, it would be kicking.
This
ass.
Would, yeah, this should like, have been like, you know, Hanson's, you know, second song after Bop. You know, it's very teenage, girly, my boyfriendy, my girlfriendy, kissy, texy, you know.
This is a Taylor Swift song.
It's a Taylor Swift
song. It's like a Taylor Swift of like 5 or 6 years ago song. Like when she's breaking up with everybody and singing about the breakups. It's kind of that.
It's and it's just super overproduced. And in the video, it's funny because there's a lot of parts where they're just singing like they're normally singing, but there's so much production on the vocal that you're like, dude, it doesn't.
The auto-tune.
Yeah, it's all good. That's not the point.
So
but the
go
point,
back to the lyrics, Luke, more than Luke's playing the video right
and
now.
And the lyrics, honestly, there's not lyrics in the song that I'm like, oh my God, this line is just absolutely terrible. It's just that they're cookie cutter lyrics like you would get out of a fucking, if you put a quarter in a lyric machine, this would come out.
Yes.
And it's just,
The lyrics are kind of bad. Yeah. This is a 30-year-old man. And Duddy brought something up earlier because I had never seen the video till I got here today. I was talking about the song and then they put the video on and I'm like, oh, I haven't seen this yet. And Duddy's all, this is the first thing I saw. And he's all, and here's my issue. He's all, these dudes are all tattooed up. It's like, you can't be 30 and covered in tattoos and sing about texting girls. It's a very weird time in music we're in. And also real quickly, this is trap beats. So it's like trap beats, simulated drum over, I guess,
well, it's,
punk
and
rock?
We looked
like
into
pop
it
punk?
And we looked into it. And also I noticed that one of the writers, one of the first writers on it was Travis Barker.
Yeah. And there's 19 writers on this song.
And he's doing a lot of that right now, writing for the doing. And every single one has the same
it's the trap
type of beat.
Beats.
I'm going to do the, I'm going to do the kind of alternative-y, you know, 16-year-old-y pop kind of, I guess you would call it pop punk, but if, that's not punk.
We're
but,
writing songs for 15
and then I'm
going to
do the trap
is.
Beat behind it, you yes. know, like the crazy trap beat. Like it's a thing.
But here's the deal. 30-year-old man, guys. You know my ex, so that makes it all feel complicated. Yeah, it seems complicated. And I read those texts you sent, but I'll never say it. Yeah, I'll never say it. So it's like he's dating a chick now that knows. No, his good buddy is dating a chick that knows his ex. So it's all complicated. You're 30. It's not that complicated, dude. You're 30. At 17, that's a world of complication. I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
I broke up with her, but now your best girl. We can't hang out anymore. That's a 17-year-old thing. You're 30 and you're covered in tattoos. It's not that complicated, MGK. You walked into my life at 2 a.m. because my boys... new girl is your best friend. This is high school. This is if you steal someone's note in class, if the teacher's like, are you passing a note? Bring it up here. Let's see what's
bring
so important.
Bring it up here, machine gun.
MGK, get that. Let's see what's so important here, you know? And then because, oh, so your best friend's girl is knows your ex-girl. Okay. You know, so that's something that happens when you're 7 and you don't care when you're 8. He's 30, everyone. He's 30 years old, dude. And then here's the best part. You walk into my life at 2 a.m. because my boy's new girl is your best friend. So here's the deal. The ex-girlfriend is hanging with her friend who happens to be with your new buddy. And she comes over at 2 a.m. right into your life. Everyone knows it. You know it. She knows it. You see each other. She knew you were there too. It's one of those things where I know MGK is going to be there. I'm going to come back into his life at 2 a.m. because my friend's now dating his friend. He says, act like you don't see me. We'll play pretend. This bothers me bad because he has another hit song on K-Rock and he says play pretend in the chorus on that song. So already here we see there's a crush for him.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah. He has another song called Bloody Valentine. Let's play pretend you'll be my bloody Valentine. You know, it doesn't make sense. Just like this one. He's 30, guys. He's singing about being bloody Valentines and playing pretend at 30. Let's get real now. We're 30. Let's stop pretending and let's get real. We're 30 and we're covered in tattoos. It's head to toe. Anyway, we could break down the lyrics all day. They're all real bad. But then this other buddy, Black Bear, comes in, right? It's halfway down. Now we've got the rapper, and this is a new thing. We've seen this happen before, and this is what infuriated me. You guys, we did rap rock. It was immediately cringy.
No,
right?
But Jake, this is so perfect. For a second, sorry to cut you off, but it's just like before when you said this is like a Taylor Swift song. And yes, it is. And this was a really cool new thing that started happening a few years back that every pop act did. I'm the sweet pop act and I don't rap, but guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to get the bad boy rapper guy to come in on the bridge and toss down some leers. And
what's Ja Rule doing?
Because everybody's a leer. Yeah, just want to let you know that I love you. Yep. This is that version. Machine Gun Kelly is the Taylor Swift of the song, and now Black Bear's coming in and he's Ja Rule.
We have
this
it.
Is what's up.
He's the alt MGK is he it. Oh my god. Taylor Swift started out as a little country thing. She went pop.
Mm-hmm.
MGK is a rapper and he's getting in beefs, and now he's a pop punk alternative. He is the Taylor Swift of guys. He's the guy Taylor Swift, and he's singing songs about his ex-girlfriends and it being so complicated with texts and new friends, and he's bringing in rapper buddies on his thing. That's what this all boiled down to. We came to it. It bothered us.
Yeah.
It was boiling inside because he's the Taylor Swift guy.
Yeah.
And that's why it hurt so bad to go through this song. Let's go through some of Black Bear's lyrics here. First off, I'm not sorry. I won't apologize to nobody. You play it like I'm invisible, girl. Don't act like I ain't...
Don't act like you ain't saw me.
So he's going over, you know, yeah, like, dude, you walked into my life at 2 a.m. You know, hey, don't act like you didn't saw me. Last year was a mess. How I acted was beyond me. All right. A little self-reflection, I guess. But the past still revolves me. What does that even mean?
But anyway, it's like I said at the beginning. It's like none of these lyrics are just like, oh my god. Like some songs we've broken down were line. This line is like sushi stuff. Like that. There's none of those in here.
Sushi stuff is probably the greatest line in the end.
But just overall, as a piece of work, it's just very, like I said.
I will say the next line, because Black Bear's 30 as well. Okay. You text me, I ain't responding. You're 30. Don't play games at 30. She texts and go, dude, look, we're done. I'm over it. I've moved on. Dude, it was fun while it lasted. If you're not responding, you're playing games and you're 30. I got you, Black Bear. All right.
Oh, shit. Okay. Can I say something about, because I don't even think we've talked about the chorus yet. The chorus is great right here, because if you think about it, the chorus is, I swear to God, I'll never fall in love. Why? That's also... like some high schooly shit. Like, I'm never gonna fall in love.
Yeah, and well, think of it. You swear. So you got down on your knees, and you're like, Heavenly Father. But you do the cross thing across your God in heaven. You're looking up, and then you go, I swear to God, I'll never fall in love, Lord. Like, why is that even something that anyone would ever do? Yeah, good call on that one, dude. That one got past me. How the fuck did that slide by? Then I swear to God, I'll never fall in love. Then you showed up and I can't get enough. So there's already conflicting lyrics. You know, Black Bear's like, I don't text you, I don't return that shit. And then this guy's like, man, I wouldn't want to fall in love, but then you walked into my life and I'm totally in love. So get on the same page, boys. And don't swear to God things like that. God wants you to love, I think. I would have to imagine. And anyway, bad song, guys. Real bad song. Duddy, anything else you want to say about this? Luke hated it.
I'm just glad we got to the bottom of it.
I'm glad we did. So MGK is the Taylor Swift of guys. And grow up, man. You're 30 and you're covered in tattoos. Luke, play the drop.
This song's suckity.
All right, we saved that one. Whew. It started out bad. It started out where we're like, we're going to rip this song apart. And then we almost liked it. We're like, oh, no, wait, this is a good song. And then you found something or something. And then we trashed
it. I don't think we were ever like this.
No, we really liked it for a minute. And then we trashed it.
I don't remember liking it. No.
Okay. Well, I'm off today. But you know what's not off?
Oh, so everyone's favorite part of the world?
Absolutely. Wait, so, everyone's favorite part of the world. What were you getting at? Conspiracy queries?
Yeah.
That's everyone's favorite part of the world.
Of the world.
Oh, okay. Well, everyone's favorite part of the world is here. Conspiracy query. Duddy, explain to them what this means.
So this is a conspiracy query. It's not a conspiracy theory. There's a difference. A conspiracy theory, people try to convince you like, yo, have you heard this? Blah, blah, blah. This is a conspiracy query. This is something I found online. I'm not saying I believe in it. I'm not trying to convince you. I'm not saying it is or isn't true. I'm just wondering if you believe in conspiracy queries.
Okay, perfect.
That makes sense.
I get it.
Okay, perfect. So this one is that April, this comes from our good friends over at boardpanda.com. And this one is that April is the government's blood sacrifice season.
My son was born in April.
Ho, ho, ho. You might want to change his birth date after you hear this.
Uh-oh, let's hear it.
Some people noticed that, oddly enough, a huge amount of tragedies happened during the month of April. According to these people, April is actually the government's blood sacrifice season.
This article started with this line. Some people noticed that. Okay, continue on.
Okay, some people noticed that, oddly enough, a huge amount of tragedies happened during the month of April. According to these people, okay.
Seems racist.
April is actually the government's blood sacrifice season. And during this month, the government performs sacrifices to the demon god. Do you say that Baal or Baal? What is that? The demon god.
It's just
Bell.
B-A-A-L.
The demon god Bell, or I don't know exactly how to spell that. For now. And then later disguises these sacrifices as tragedies. Since many tragedies tend to happen around the same time in mid-April when your son was born, Jay.
Yeah, exactly in the middle of that month as well.
Even CNN has published an article questioning the tragic and unexplainable coincidence. Weirdly enough, mid-April has actually been the period of sacrifice throughout many civilizations.
Okay.
And the cult of Baal used to worship their god of sun and fertility by sacrificing humans. And that probably meant to be in fire.
You guys get a better editor.
Conspiracy theorists believe that this horrible tradition is continued by the government in the form of gunfires, explosions, and deaths now.
Oh, I see. Well, this article comes from Bored Panda, and I guess they weren't so bored that they couldn't check the spelling on this thing or kind of punctuate. What was it? They just put the wrong word there.
We'll let it slide.
I've seen that on major publications. Oh, yeah. Don't you love when you see that? You're like, oh my God, fucking nobody caught it, dude. Embarrassing. All right, who cares? Keep reading. But anyway, yeah, April is the government's blood sacrifice season. Where's April, May, June? It's before summer. I thought people could just get
that's like springtime, right? Man. Yeah.
Who's getting murdered in spring?
Well, apparently there's been lots of big bad things happening in April. And even, what was it, CNN had published an article questioning this tragic and unexplainable coincidence. So they were agreeing. Right. CNN was like, yeah, dude, what's up with that?
Very credible source. So, all right. Well, this is a good one. Bored Panda. That's the first time we found something here. Maybe we got to keep scoping through this site. What do you feel about that, Duddy? Are you scared in April?
Well, what I'm doing now, in hindsight, I'm realizing that we probably should have gone then and found some tragedies that have happened in April.
We probably should have.
So that we could have talked about them.
Yeah, that would have been good. I mean, we're just taking their word for it here.
Yeah,
we're just really taking their word.
It's a good idea for like a movie. And then it's like, we're like every April, everyone locks down and just takes.
Oh, it's like a purge.
It's like a full month purge.
I don't know. I'm always bored in April. April's like, I don't know. It's not warm yet. It's just like sitting there. You're at the end of winter. April's a funky month. Yeah, I don't like April. I love it because my son's born in April. That's the only good thing. That's a really great thing. But it's the only good thing that's ever come out of April. It was my son.
Oh,
anything
man.
Else, Duddy? How do you feel about this?
I'm just wondering that, like, if you believe that April is the government's blood sacrifice season and that every time that people die in April, it's because the government's throwing them in fire?
That does sound like a movie now.
It does.
That's an M. Night Shyamalan dingy.
It is.
Blood season.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess we didn't have much to say about it because we didn't really look into it too much.
We really didn't.
We're terrible.
Just went to, we just went to this page and we looked it up and we said, well, that sounds fun. Let's get it going.
I will say there is one day in April I really like.
What's that day?
April 20th. You know why? Because April's the fourth month. And that's 420.
Dude.
And unsacked. Fortunately,
dude, we got the goofers here. You know what? You just reminded me too. There's April Fool's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Little baby Rocky's birthday and 420. Okay. April's not so bad.
Not so bad.
Yeah, I completely take back everything I just said. But you're right, Duddy. The 4/24/7 guys, they're here. And what are they doing today, Duddy? They're just giving a couple personal.
I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't even know. Honestly, we didn't think that they were going to be here till the new year, but they were here earlier and they said they want to jump on.
Oh my God. Luke has just brought to my attention the day 420, April 20th. Wow, guys, this is going to change everyone's thought.
I actually remember knowing about this.
Yeah, I did too.
Now.
This refreshed my memory that April 20th, 1889, Adolf Hitler was born.
Yeah.
That is a. Are we sure? Let's get a time of birth. Because that could have been 421.
No, yeah, I remember this. Everyone's like, 420. I was like, it's Hitler's birthday. That's the worst possible birthday.
Yeah, right, it's a bad birthday. But, you know what?
What?
No, he's worse. I was going to say, who's worse, him or these 4/24/7 guys coming?
Oh, God. Yeah. Hitler's the only guy. Worse. It's Hitler and then these two guys. Everyone else, like Stalin, all those dudes are better than these two guys, the four 24/7 guys.
Yeah, they're terrible.
Yes, we're talking about you, Ass. Just wait right there. Duddy and I will walk off the set. Luke will play your music, and then you guys can come on. Duddy, hold on. What are you guys going to do? They don't even know. Look at
they're just
they
like trying to give me high fives. I'm too far away.
We're not going to high five you guys. It's coronal out there. Okay, yeah. So yes, Snake OG and Blonde Marley are here, the four 24/7 guys. Duddy and I are going to get off the set real quick, and Luke will play their music. All right, Duddy, let's go.
Oh, are you ready, bro?
Oh, I'm ready.
Dude, fire it up, bro. Yes. Dude, took it.
Oh, sick one.
All right, what's up, everybody? Hi, I'm Snake OG, and it's great to be back in the bunker. I'm joined by my buddy, Blonde Marley. Say what's up.
What's up?
Welcome to News 4247, guys. Yeah, Blonde and I have just been chilling. It feels like a minute since when were we here last? You know, I don't remember things that happened yesterday.
It's been at least two or three
weeks. Has it been a few? Yeah. Okay, jeez, we missed you guys. We were quarantining in our one-bedroom apartment behind the house that we've recently found out the two redheaded fellas that own the main house. You guys know the drill. We live in Escondido now. First burrito. You got it, dude, in Escondido. And we're living in the back house of a lovely interstellar gay male couple of two big redheaded fellas who walk around naked a lot. Right, Dud?
That's the truth.
Dud. Oh, God. Right, Blonde?
You called me Dud.
Right, Blonde?
Oh, that's sick one. Sick.
You guys get the picture, right? Well, we recently found out they're aliens.
From another planet.
And now we call them Galians. That's right, dude. We live in the back house of two Galians. We always knew they were gay and we never cared. But now we know they're aliens. And how we found out is because they smoked us out with space weed out of a square bong. This is all stuff we went over on the Patreon show. We just thought we'd catch you guys up. All right. So we're still in Escondido. We live with Galians. And we smoke out of square space bongs and we hit space weed in the back house in Escondido. Had my first burrito. Blonde! Christmas season's upon us, dude! Sick! And Luke has some articles up. We don't need those articles. We're just going to give some personal suggestions for items to get your stoner friends this holiday season.
Look, even stoners want to get stoned during the holidays.
Even stoners want to get stoned during the holidays. Dude, never have you said such a just brilliantly genius thing. Blonde, so here's the deal. Let's give our listeners some suggestions of things that they can buy their stoner friends that are a guaranteed home run for any stoner this Christmas, you know, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, whatever you're celebrating. What's the one gift that you would give to a stoner friend that you know they'd like?
That's a really great question. You know what? I'm going to just go with some good old fashioned crispy dank nugs.
There it is, you guys. Great one, dude. Crispy dank nugs. And Luke, when he says crispy dank nugs, put a clap applause drop right there. Cause that's a sexy stoners use nugs to get high. So of course, a great gift for your stoner friends are the nugs they need to actually be stoned.
Yeah.
You need air to breathe. You need weed to be a stoner. Great, great, sick
but
gift.
But I do want to say this.
Say it.
Before I go, make sure they're crispy and super dank.
Okay, so I guess the more important thing is don't get your friends shitty high.
Unless it's a shitty friend.
But here's the deal. Here, we just came up with this. Don't give a friend shitty hay on the holiday. It's an easy way to remember it, dude. Give them crispy dank nugs,
especially if you're not an alien and
a galian. Is what they are, dude. It's our gay. We live in the back house, they live in the big. There's a big house in Escondido where I had my personal first burrito. We live in the back house and we found out that our gay landlords are in fact outer space aliens. They're Galians. All right. Sick gift, though. Weed for a stoner is a surefire banger, dude.
What about you?
I've got a sick suggestion for any of your stoner friends. Stoners love to touch fuzzy things and feel comfortable. So I would say if you have a stoner friend, get them a dog.
Suck.
All right, you guys, there it is, dude. Two banger suggestions. That's our show for today. News 24, 24/7. We're going to go home and bang some space hay with the Galians. I'm Snake OG saying puff tough. And this is my partner, Blonde Marley, saying
stay crispy.
Yeah. What just happened on our show? That really sucked.
I didn't think I could like them any less, and I could.
Oh, I try. I think that I'm like this. These are gonna be one of those guys that I hate them to start out with, but then they're my favorite people.
Yeah,
still hate them.
Yeah,
I'm still thinking that maybe one day I'll like them, but I don't. But that's them. They're the stoners, the 4247 news guys, and they suck. Oh, but man.
But it did, you know what, though? Finding out that there's aliens, Jake.
That was pretty cool.
Made me feel good, though.
Oh, there it is. That made me feel good.
All right. Well, speaking of feeling good, on this show, we have some sponsors that make us feel great. And first and foremost, Koi CBD. We love this company. It's a great product. I use it every single day. I take the drops. I love the way it makes me feel. I get major like cramps in my wrist and my fingers when it gets cold. I have tendonitis, and especially when it's cold and I'm playing guitar, which in this bunker where we record this, it's freezing in here. And this is where we perform and we do everything. And they have these great balms and these rubs that are just packed with CBD. And honestly, ever since I've been on a steady CBD diet, I rarely have these aches and cramps anymore in my hands. And when I do get them, I just put some of that cream on there. Next thing, 20 minutes later, you just realize, oh shit, pain's gone. That's great. So you guys, Koi CBD, what's up?
Well, I was going to finish your thing, but then I was going to ask you to kind of elaborate. So obviously the first time, go ahead, finish the read and then we'll.
No. Yeah. I was just going to say that, give CBD a try, especially if you're someone that has been taking a lot of like, you know, just painkillers to deal with some pains that you have. Give CBD a try. Give Koi CBD a try. It is the best. And if you go to koicbd.com and you put in code FEELGOOD at checkout, you will get 15% off your first order.
There it is.
And what were you going to say?
Because we have a link for them. So I was going to say, and you know, after your first order, you use the promo code that Duddy said. After that, if you go to feelinggoodwithduddy.com and click the Koi link there, that'll kind of take you. That's the link we'd like you to use. That lets Koi know that our listeners are using their product.
That it does help us. It does.
It's a lot to ask of you guys. Yeah, that's why we don't.
That's
do
why
it.
We've like, never, but we did realize we're like, shoot, we should, if you could, if say, if you're a listener and you've already used the code and you're still, you know, buying Koi CBD, please go over to the Feeling Good with Duddy website and click that link click the link on our link tree that's on our Instagram and go to Koi from there. Cause it, like Jake said, it lets them know that people are using our link and buying their stuff.
And we know you are because you guys keep sharing pictures of it.
Oh, yeah. People tell me all the time.
Facebook bunker page. Yeah. But cool. Thank you for supporting them because they help support the show. So we appreciate it.
Yep. And also, Jack Racks. This is a really cool product. And you could probably still get one in by Christmas. This is an amazing Christmas gift for anyone you know that plays guitar or just love music. And what it is it's a keychain like holder. It's a key holder. You put this on your wall and it's a replica of a guitar amp. And they have a Marshall one. They have a Fender one. Mm-hmm. And it's really super cool. And it's on your wall. You put your keys on it. And what this is a quarter inch cable. This is what you would use to plug into your guitar and then into an amp. And you put your keys on it. When you get home, you plug it in just like you would a guitar. There's your keys. And when you got to go somewhere, you know right where they are. And they just look really cool. And I've had one on my wall for years. And I've had multiple people come over and just be like, holy crap, that's awesome. Where'd you get that? It's really, really cool. And like I said, great Christmas gift. So if you know anyone that plays guitar or just loves music and you haven't got them a gift yet and you don't know what to get them, Get
it's
them.
A home run. And
it is.
And a lot of you have been getting it. I've
seen so many pictures.
Friends with the owner, you know, they talk and he said that, yeah, you guys are really like buying a lot of them. So it's awesome. Again, we thank you guys. And like I said, you know, these are the two sponsors we have, you know, and they help make this show go. So we appreciate you guys supporting them. Yeah, man.
We do appreciate it. And,
oh, we do. We're stoked, right? And we're like, now that Duddy and I have had our careers taken away for again, yeah. Like he can't play music, I can't cut hair. We're just so thankful that we have this.
Yeah, we really are. And
super stoked.
If you do want to get someone one of these, head on over to pluginskeychains.com. And plugins is with a Z, and that's PLUGINZ. Keychains.com, and if you put in code DuddyB at checkout, you will get 20% off of every single order. That's right. Every time you order, put in code DuddyB, you get 20% off. Boom! Enjoy,
Slam-o.
People. You heard it here.
You heard it here first.
All righty.
This episode flew by.
This episode did fly by, and yeah, so... Also, guys, and before we get into this next segment, we are going to get into some Q&A. And if you do want a chance to ask me and Jake questions that we answer on this show, and if you want 4 extra episodes a month, we do a completely different show called The Monday Morning Hangover, which is a lot of fun over on our Patreon page. And if you go over to on Facebook, there's actually a group that was started. It's called the FGWD Bunker. And it's mostly our Patreon members over there, but it's just a lot of like feeling good with Duddy fans. And if you go over there, you'll see there's a lot of inside jokes and things happening over there that you might not understand. And that's from our Monday Morning Hangover show that we do for our Patreon members. So if you do want to get 4 extra episodes a month and a chance to ask me and Jake questions that we answer on the show, and in the 2021, get the extra songs that these bands are going to be coming and playing, head over to patreon.com / feeling good with Duddy. You can sign up there. It is $5 a month, but it really helps the show keep going, and you're going to get a lot of cool stuff. So boom. Now let's get into the Q&A.
Questions. Q&A. Ask us any question you want.
All right, we are back. And so, like I said, these questions that you're going to hear are going to be coming from our Patreon members. Let's start off with Patrick Lynch. Better Christmas movie, Die Hard or Lethal Weapon? Many people forget Lethal Weapon was during Christmas too. Good question. I really do like Lethal Weapon. It's a great, great movie. I have to go with Die Hard. I have more, I feel like, just memories of Die Hard than I do.
Die Hard is the banger. I mean, that's the classic. It's one of those things. I don't know if they're Christmas movies, but they are fun to watch during Christmas because there's Christmas in it. Like Coming to America. It's like these movies where if you take Christmas out of these movies, the movie's still the shit.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with the plot, but they're Christmas adjacent.
Yes.
Throw Coming to America in there, even though that's a different genre. It's comedy. Coming to America is a great Christmas one. Yep. Die Hard's great. Lethal Weapon's great. But I think you're right. Die Hard definitely beats Lethal Weapon.
For me, at least, yeah. I'm sure there's people out there that would love Lethal Weapon. You know what, though? As we're on the subject of Christmassy movies that aren't very Christmassy, I watched one again last night with my kids, and we actually love this movie. We watch it every year, and it's really freaking cool. You've seen, Krampus, right? Have you watched that?
I've watched Krampus. I think I was wanting it to be horrifying. But now it's kind of like a dark comedy, right?
Not really.
That's the one with the grandma who's a bitch, and it's got like.
No, dude, go back and watch it. It's like a creature
comes to get them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, like, there's an aunt that's kind of like loud. She's not really a bitch.
Oh, okay.
She's just kind of like,
man,
you know.
I do need to rewatch.
Go
Krampus.
Watch it. It's like a pretty creepy Christmassy horror film.
Shit,
like it's actually a lot of fun. My kids really like it, and we watch it every year. But yeah, all right.
Krampus. Well, dude, I will rewatch that because I have a feeling I might have just maybe not seen that movie and thought I did or something.
Yeah.
There's like several movies that have that Krampus character now with the horns, right?
Well, after the one came out,
yeah,
like there was the big one. I think it was in theaters and stuff, even the one I'm talking about. And then I have seen though online, there's 2 or 3 other versions that are maybe just cheaper versions or, you know, I don't know.
Because I guess that's like some folklore that they tell in other
countries. Totally. It's pretty much where it's like
Krampus.
If you make like a wish something bad on Christmas or something, it goes to this dude who's like bad Santa. It's like, yeah, I'll give you your wish of your entire family dying, you know?
Like, dude, I might watch Krampus tonight.
That's dude, you will like it. It's got cool visuals. Like he's like, the creature's actually really cool looking. Like,
okay, sweet.
Yeah, it's cool. It's a fun right. movie to watch. If you're into horror films and Christmas films, I recommend watching it.
Yeah.
All right. We don't need to see that there. All right.
Luke's pulling up Krampus and I get, dude, appreciate dang, so the energy.
Was this Caleb? Did we figure out Caleb? Caleb Mason here. He says, you ever thought about joining Cameo? Oh, this is so funny. Do you ever think about joining Cameo platform? I think it would be so cool to get my wife a custom happy birthday message from Duddy. That is so funny.
We talked about that today. Today. So many people have hit. More so Duddy up about it, but some people about the show, they're like, people you guys should, you know, do
have
it.
Been hitting us up about starting a Cameo page. And I don't know if it was something I would have really thought about like in the past, but now it's like, dude, we ain't working. There's no tours coming up anytime soon that we've heard of. And I mean, all we really have right now going on is this podcast, as far as me and my brother got going. So we are figuring, I think we're going to set ourselves up a Cameo mm-hmm. page. So
why not?
Hopefully that'll be up soon and running. Maybe. I'm not guaranteeing it. It's just something we talked about today and we're going to look into it. So yeah, actually good question. And then Connor Monahan. Oh, that's just, okay. Monahan. Did you guys watch the fights on Saturday? If so, do you agree with the majority draw decision for the Figueroa Moreno fight?
It's a look, close fight. We dude, were like running around too.
Yeah, well, I actually rewatched them all because that was the night that I had my daughter's 13th like little birthday get together. So I was half watching, and I actually didn't watch that fight because I didn't want to. I wanted to actually watch it that yeah. Saturday night, so I rewatched them yesterday and. It was a really good fight. Mm-hmm. Holy crap. Moreno is freaking awesome to watch. I love watching him fight. And obviously, you know, how do you say it? Figueroa. It was great. It was an awesome fight. I think that if, I don't know, I feel like if it wasn't a title fight, it probably would have gone to Moreno. Like it's so close. I feel like it was just too close to take a title away. I don't know. What's your thoughts?
Well, I don't, cause they score it round by round. So I know like, you know, it's not like they're just scoring what they see that yeah. round, but it was one of those fights where it mattered what you liked seeing, I yeah. suppose.
Yeah.
And then there was the point deduction, you know, too.
Yeah.
So that made it weird. That's what made it a draw.
True.
You know, so I think pretty much, I mean, that had yeah. to be what it was. A funky one, dude. Yeah, I don't know if I have a solid answer too, because I watched it late at night and I was like tired. And I didn't get up and watch all five rounds again. So I would have to score it round by round to even give you an answer of like how I super felt about it. But in the end, I guess I was like, oh, whatever. Both guys seemed happy and they're just going to fight again. Hopefully this time there'll be no point deduction and yeah. we'll just get an answer.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Great fucking but, fight.
Yeah, it was a super fun fight to watch. Oh, we've answered that so many times.
Duddy's just skimming through. Do you want Luke to scroll up or something, Dud?
Yeah, just a little bit.
Give us a scroll there, Luke.
Wait.
Some of these questions we answered on our Monday morning hangover show on Patreon as well.
Cassandra Quimero wants to know if I'll shave my face. She likes the beard, but really misses my... Don't tell me what to do.
Okay, first of all, how dare you?
Yeah. You know what? You know what? You know what you do? Will you do you do
play
this
that
for
drop
me?
There.
You do this for me, Cassandra? Will you do this for me? Would you cover your face?
Oh! He burned you in the holiday season.
No, I'm just kidding.
Father Pena.
But no, I'm probably not going to shave because I actually was going to shave a while back just for fun. And then my wife was like, no, don't shave it. And my kids don't want me to shave either. And I kind of like it too. So I'm probably not going to shave anytime soon.
Oh, but who cares what your wife thinks? Cassandra misses your baby face. Mm. So would you please take that into consideration this holiday season? Thank you. I got your back, Cassandra. I got this, Cassandra. Would you please listen to Cass?
No, but I will listen to Father Pena.
Father Pena.
Who says, have you ever had a panic attack while smoking? My roommate was pretty toasted and thought we were plotting to kill him. So we ran with it and started playing creepy music till he locked himself in the bathroom and started crying. Then we felt bad and apologized.
I thought he was going to say, so we ran with it and killed him.
Yeah. It was so funny. I don't know if I've ever had like a panic attack, but I mean, I remember times when I was super like young, 13, 14, just really starting to smoke and just like taking too big of a bong hit and just being destroyed where you're like, I don't want to talk to anyone. Don't look at me. Please God, don't look at me. You know,
dude, like, I have a lot of memories of getting super stoned, like before I'd go to the movies or something. And then I'd be in line to get my ticket and I'd be panicking almost like, I don't remember what movie. I know what I'm here to see. I don't remember the name. I remember panicking because when you're young and you think that everyone who sees you is just like that
guy's stoned.
And so I was just, I remember being in line at fast food restaurants where I'm waiting with my friends and I'm like, I don't know what to order. I can't even read the fucking menu. Like there's just too much on my mind. I have a lot of memories of that. And then after a while, you don't feel that at all anymore because you're like, oh, I'm used to being stoned. It's just in your head. But yeah, never a panic attack where I thought anyone was going to kill me, but definitely smoke a bunch of weed, immediately go into public and then realize, oh, I'm stoned and I'm in public. I didn't think this through. Had a million of those.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Totally. Always when I was at a house or whatever, I felt safe. I was like, whatever. Yep. I can sit on a couch and not talk to anyone, but public's rough.
Public's rough. I mean, and there's been many times too where when you smoked at home, and you're cool, you're fine. Mm-hmm. And then you like go to the store and like the second you walk in the store, you're the like, oh you. Shit, yes. I'm actually really stoned.
The people are there looking you're at like, you. Oh, what do you I need, can't. Sir? And you're like, oh,
I need to go back home where I'm safe.
Run out of the store.
Lynn Honyoist says, my son Haram wants to be a comedian person when he grows up. Do you know what your kids aspire to be when they grow up? I love that your son wants to be like a comedian. That's awesome. My daughter, honestly, if you asked her right now totally what she would want to be, she'd probably say like, I want to be a singer, like, you know, or dancer, star girl, you know, she's in that mode. My son, when you ask him, he says he wants to be a writer. He wants to write books. That's what he does always makes little books, which are, it's really cool. But honestly, I think what my son has been born to do is be like a late night talk show host. I think is the best job for him ever.
He's been wearing Christmas themed suits since he was like, what, four or something that he chooses. We went over to your guys' house the other day for Sophia's 13th birthday party, Duddy's daughter, and Jack comes running to the door in like a full head to toe Christmas matching, some sort of, it was like a onesie with a suit vibe, right? I mean, I'm just like, this kid is always looking like a host of some sort of thing.
Well, it was one of his like really like super young birthdays. Like he might have been like three, you know, like super young. And it was like, what do you want for your birthday? Mm-hmm. And or like for Christmas. And he was like, I want a suit. And it was because I forget, he was watching something where it was like, there was like a spy on it and the spy, like crime fighter guy, and he wore a suit. So he wanted like, just like, you know, like tuxedo-y type suit, just black and white. And so we got it for him, you know, for Christmas. And he was so pumped. He wore it all the time.
Yep.
My crime fighter suit is what he would call it.
Oh my God.
So then every year my wife would buy him a new suit and it would always just be around Christmas. So every Christmas party he'd have some just full suit on and he loved it. He still does. It's hilarious.
Yep. He's like the mayor on Jaws. I've said it before, I think. If you watch the movie Jaws, the mayor always has the most amazing suits with like nautical themed. That's your son with Christmas themed suits.
Totally.
Duddy's scanning the questions here from our Patreon page.
I can't.
Don't read a heavy, gnarly one, dude. Gnarly.
We'll have to. Jake LaPuente says, do you guys plan on staying in the bunker after things go back to normal? Or are you going to move back to the studio? No, we're here for good.
Yeah, we're never leaving the bunker. And here's a cool thing too, Jake. Like I was talking with Duddy before the show and I'm like, hey, for the last two episodes of this year, which will be next Wednesday and the following Wednesday, those will be the last two episodes of 2020. I said, let's kind of like tell the history of the show. So Duddy and I are going to do on next week's show. We'll probably tell you the story, the brief kind of behind this music or whatever of our stint at Reamp Studio. That's where this show was born. And that was where we did probably the first 9 months of this show or so, or maybe a year. I don't remember, at that studio. And then on the following episode, we'll do the second half, which is coronavirus hits. We come to the bunker and what this show has grown into since then. Cause then we're going to foreshadow what we want to start doing in 2021. So good question. And no, we're never going back there. And there's I don't even know if that studio's there anymore. I don't even think it's there.
As far as I know, that studio's done.
It's done. Yeah. I think it's done. But we don't know, but we think so. So no, we're not going back, but we're going to tell you guys the history starting next week.
Yep. And let's see here. Queen BD13 says, Duddy, you said you used to smoke. How did you quit? You know what? It was when my wife got pregnant again for the second time. I was just like, all right, I'm done. And I just quit cold turkey. And I actually I have not had one since. I don't know. Bam. It just stuck. Yeah. Let's see here. Jonathan Gamache says, are you guys planning on dropping a new song around Christmas time for all of us? Unfortunately, no, I don't think so. But I do know that me and Rome are having our single come out in January. And not a single. It's just like another cover song. We did another fun cover song with Jimmy Messina from Loggins and Messina. We did an old Jimmy Messina song, or a Loggins and Messina song, and that's going to be coming out in January. That's a lot of fun. Let's see here. Scroll up. Let's see here. Sarah Koning says, "What with the holidays right around the corner, what's your favorite holiday treat? I love the crispy peanut butter balls." Crispy peanut butter.
Oh,
balls.
Dude, I've had those. I forgot about those. Those are never anything that I think of, but I've been places where they've had those and they're
I don't know
what they are, but they're so good.
I don't know if I've ever had that. Sounds delicious.
I feel
delicious.
Like they're semi crispy treatish in their vibe. They're
okay.
Yeah, if I'm right, but yeah. Fuck.
That sounds delicious.
I gotta like look those up and make those because I've never made them. I've only had them probably twice, but
yeah.
Those are good.
Yep.
Maybe those are like a staple where Cynthia's from. Is that the one who asked that question? Favorite?
Sarah did.
No, Sarah. Oh, yeah. Maybe wherever Sarah's from, that's a thing everyone
does.
I'm
going to look into that because it sounds delicious. Dude, you know what? I don't know if I can say it's my favorite, but I had the other night, which I would never have other than it was Christmas. So we got some for the kids and we were watching Christmas movies. I had a cup of hot chocolate. Oh, come on.
Yep.
Does it get much better than that?
Every once in a while, you'd like remember that hot chocolate exists.
You're like, oh, yeah,
and
that's fucking great.
And then you're like, whoa. I mean, because, dude, it's if you're cold. If you're cold, you immediately think of hot chocolate.
Yeah.
And it never gets that cold here, even though you and I are freezing right now.
Yep. Okay, we're going to do two more. That's all we got. Let's see here. Where we go? Oh, I just saw it. Oh, Mark, who's your duddy? Plante says, who wins in a fight? Ethan Hunt, Jason Bourne, or James Bond?
Oh, I mean,
I gotta go Jason Bourne.
Yeah, because in a hand-to-hand combat situation, it's gonna be Jason Bourne. I mean, he's a treadstone trained fucking cyber optics freak guy. You know, Ethan Hunt's more of a stunt dude and a thinker. And then James Bond, I mean, he's got some moves, I suppose, but he's more like, hey, my car is fast and I got guns and gadgets. Yeah, Jason Bourne, if it's strictly hand to hand, I think pretty easily.
Yep. All right, one more here. Would you ever want to do a podcast with your kids as guests? Obviously, Rocky, oh, we've talked about this many times. We totally have the kids on. Yes, I'm sure in the future, one of these days, at least Jack will. I don't know if my daughter Sophie will actually want to come on, but
she's too cool for us.
Yeah, she's way too cool for
me. She's upset that we did so well on TikTok last week.
But Jack will be on. I'm sure he will. So I'll do one more. Actually, I see one that I thought we had already answered on the Patreon show, but we didn't. Last one. Fister Dumptastic, did you guys ever do a senior superlatives in high school? Most likely to succeed, friendliest, etc. Blah, blah, blah. And it's funny is actually in my senior year in that little like senior yearbooky thing they gave us, and they had one for every senior like under their name. And dude, no joke, mine was super. Mine was it's embarrassing. And I didn't come up with this. This is just what like the PTSA crew who was working on he said, most likely to be seen cruising down PCH in a V-dub bus blaring Sublime.
No, I swear. Wait, I feel God. Like I remember that. Oh, now.
So
yikes. Yikes.
And then
yikes.
He says, do those for DH. Who's the life of the party? Who's the most likely to win an argument? Most likely to be president and class clown. Life of the party. We all could be. I would honestly say
have changed now.
Yeah, you know? I would probably say me, to be honest.
Jared doesn't really party anymore.
Yeah. And even, yeah, I don't know.
It'd be
We've all have our days where you're just on fire. Like every guy is amazing to have fun and party with. They're all fucking great.
If you hear that somebody's sitting outside the bus and it's 4 a.m. and they're still drinking with somebody else, it's probably Duddy.
Yeah.
At this.
Yes.
It's most likely going to be Duddy.
Yeah. And then it says most likely to win an argument. Maybe Jared, just because honestly, you just get to the point with him, where you're like, whatever.
He wears you down.
He just wears you down. You're just like, all right, dude, you whatever. most likely to be president. That's funny. I couldn't picture any of us. Like, I guess I would say Sean Haygood.
Really?
He's the most like. I guess he's the only one I could picture.
He would do it.
He would
He's
do
the only
it.
One who would
yeah,
show
he
would, up.
Like
do
he
it.
Might, he probably ran for president in high school and shit. And class clown. Oh man, that's another one where it's just like every one of the dudes is super funny in their own way. Like, there's not they all have such great personalities and sense of humors. That's a tough one, but yeah, that's that. Thank you guys once again.
Oh, wait, there's one more. We might as well just get it. Kristen Perrin, because why not?
Oh, I thought we already answered that. Wait! You didn't answer my question! There's no time!
I don't think so. She just asked, because I'm a barber, and she asked Jake, and the barbershops are shut down again, but when you first returned last time, did anyone come in with gnarly quarantine haircuts? And 100% yes. That was like one of the main things. There was either people that hadn't cut their hair in 6 months that came in with long ass hair, like Luke over here, or we had people that came in where, you know, they tried to do it themselves or had a family member do it, and it was absolutely horrifying. I mean, we had some nightmare ones where I think their family member did the first big move with the clippers and they immediately said, okay, stop, put them down, I'm calling the barbershop. Because I had guys that came in with just like, I mean, I don't even know how you get this bad. Like a one clip all the way to the top, but everything else was long. And I think he realized real quick.
I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah. So yeah, we had some funky ones, man, but mainly just a lot of long, shaggy hair people that just said, fuck it, I'm not cutting my hair. And that'll happen again. I don't know when these barbershops are going to open again. It just seems so weird now that I'm almost just not even thinking that I'm a barber right now. I'm just like, all right. Strange time.
Crazy,
but that's it. Did we do it, Daddy?
We did it. Thank you guys so much.
Yeah, we did it.
Yeah.
All right, so that's it. So next week we'll be back in the bunker because we got nothing else to do, and we'll start going over the history. Next week we talk a little bit about the first 9 months of this band going on tour with Dirty Heads with the podcast stuff and being at Reamp Studio. Look forward to that. Have a great week.
Peace.
Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3 quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 9/3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.